It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining me. I'd like to think that we talk about a lot of things that maybe you care about in your life, not just so much your favorite teams or even sports. We have some good, fun discussions on this show. I've got one here for you coming up in a second. It's about death. It's a funny discussion, but it is about death. I'll get to it in 1 second. I do have a great sports question for you today. Which league is in more trouble, Major League Baseball or the NBA? If you watch an NBA game nowadays, it's just one three-pointer after another. It is absolutely outrageous how many people shoot the three, and that's becoming a big problem for the NBA. I'll get to that down in a few minutes. I've been on the air here for 16 years. The vast majority of people who have called this show over the years have been older people. If I had to guess, I would say 80%+ of the calls I've ever had have been from people over the age of 50. Maybe 70+. I guess maybe used to. I used to get calls from more younger people. But certainly, since I've been on the air here with Leitner for the last 4 years or so, probably 80%+ of the calls I get are from people over the age of 50, and a pretty very high percentage over the age of 60. Some of you are over the age of 70. Some of my loyal callers, Nebraska Man, Clarkster, caller number two, you guys are old geezers. You got to be thinking about this stuff. All right, what am I talking about? Well, there is a tremendous obituary in the Altoona Mirror from this fella who unfortunately passed away at age 58, Philip Earl Gault II. This is his obituary. I'm going to read this obituary to you, and I want you all to think about what you would like in your obituary. This is Philip Earl Gault II. Here's how his obituary reads. You ready for this? Here, I'm beginning right now. No, this is not the police blog, so mind your business. Philip Earl Gault II, 58, known as Skip or Skipper, passed away on February 19th, 2025 at Mount Nittany Hospital, surrounded by loved ones he could tolerate, with a chew in and fighting with the medical staff. If you do not already know his life story, it is because he didn't want you to or care if you did. Skip was known for his, quote, enthusiastic personality and for being, quote, pleasant. In his free time, Skip enjoyed a beer and a shot, going to camp, and going out to breakfast with his fiancée, Joe. Surviving him are his fiancée, Joe Ellen, mother Mary Ann, a sister Lisa, two sons Nick and Zach, two dogs Jose and Baxter, whom he referred to as his heater, a cat named Fatfoot or Luna, and a bird that is currently missing. That's the greatest line I've ever read in an obituary. He survived by a bird that is currently missing. A reception of friends to celebrate Phil Skip Earl Gault II's life will be held on Tuesday. In lieu of flowers, contributions to his memory may be made to the Blazing Arrow Hook and Ladder Fire Company in Tyrone. That's one of the greatest obituaries of all time. And it got me thinking, because I'm 51. I will be perfectly honest with you. I'm 51. I'd say over the last year, I've probably started thinking a whole lot more about death than I ever have before. My uncle died in the early 80s at age 41 of a heart attack. My dad had a heart attack when he was about 51. He lived to be 67. So heart disease runs in my family. We took out some more life insurance last year. I've just been thinking more and more about, you know, hey, I'm 51. I joke with people. It's not a joke, but I'm serious. I don't eat vegetables. So I really don't know how much time I have left. But I have made a promise to myself, and maybe I've got 15, 20, 30 years. I don't know. I'm not sure I want to live to 80, to be honest with you. We're going to run out of money before then, so I don't know about 80. But I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to have fun. I see this fellow's obituary. He's clearly a guy who didn't give a rat's patootie about what other people thought. He was a fun-loving guy. This is what obituaries should be. This is what obituaries should be. Again, this is a great line. He survived by a cat and a bird that is currently missing. Who in their right mind would write that in their obituary? Who? Well, hey, it's awesome, though. Clearly, this guy meant something crazy and kooky to those loved ones. But for all of you old geezers out there, and I love you all. Appreciate everybody calling in. Would you ever do this in your obituary? Because I would. I kind of started. I need to start thinking about what I want to put in it. But I would like to have an obituary like this. You know, I'd like to have something that on your way out the door, you put a smile on people's face. That would be a pretty cool thing to do. But I'm just curious, and I will get to some sports stuff here in a minute. But if any of you old folks that have started thinking about crossing over pretty soon, would you consider writing this stuff in your obituary? Dave in Hollidaysburg, what do you got, my man?
I would absolutely, Corey. I saw that this morning. I cut it out. I took it to work. I work with law enforcement officers. There's one guy who wants to put it in a frame above his desk. They thought this was the funniest thing in the world. And you know what? There were like five or six other obituaries. I have absolutely no recollection of those obituaries. This one, I remember. And this one will, I got kudos for bringing it into work.
That's great. He was only 58. I don't know him. I've never heard of him. Sounds like a real fun fella. But to allow your family and for your family to do this, they must have had the go ahead from this guy, because the last thing your family wants to do is dishonor your memory by trying to be cute and doing something stupid. But this is so hilarious that I think we can all feel good for this guy's family.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to remember this obituary. I mean, you get all the obituaries, and they're all wonderful, and, you know, nice person, blah, 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 you know, loved his wife, loved his family, spent time, yada, yada. It all sort of becomes the same thing. This one jumped out. This is tremendous. I want to put this made me think, you know what? I'm going to put – I don't know exactly what. I'm 66, so I don't know exactly what, but – this is going to be in my head whenever and maybe even motivate me to write my own obituary.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm getting at. Here he goes. If you don't already know his life story, it's because he didn't want you to. That's just amazing.
The bird currently missing is one of the best lines I've ever heard.
I tell you what, I've read it like 15 times a day. That's one of the How do that comedians don't come up with comedic gold like that?
I you know, a group of the officers said, you know what? We don't know the guy. We don't know anything about him. Says what the obituary. You want to go to the funeral just because of the
obituary. That's exactly. I wonder how many people will show up to at least the visitation, which is coming up Tuesday, and showing up with this, and everybody just having a hoot, getting a good laugh, and making sure they pay their respects just for the way everything ended.
Yeah, Joe Allen, we don't know the guy. We apologize for intruding, but we just want to say how much we appreciated what was in the paper.
I love it. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. 946-0435. Nebraska man, you're an old geezer. I'm making light of this, buddy, but you faced a health scare. Did you ever thought about what you might want in your obituary? Would you ever go the comedic route like this guy did?
No, no, it wasn't Corey, but I read the same thing today. And believe me, when I first read it, I thought it was some kind of a joke. I thought maybe the guy didn't even die yet.
Yeah,
in there.
Right.
But I mean, if he wrote that on his own before he died, that is something else. But, you know, I have written my own obituary.
Is it pretty serious, or is it fun, or is it a little bit of both, or what?
Well, it's not. I'm not a very serious guy. I mean, I love who I love. I hate who I hate, but I really don't put it out in public. I usually keep everything to myself. But, I said in my passing, those who come to see me shall be rewarded. And, that I'm going to have like an open bar in the Pruner home where you can come in and you can have a drink on me before you go. And,
wow.
I had to pull some strings. But I know that the guy that owns the Pruner home is a very good friend of mine. We were born and raised together. But he said we can swing it away if we make it private. That way nobody else can come in. But he said, I think I might be able to get away with that. I said, well, if you don't, I'll get up and let you know.
He goes, in all seriousness, something like that. You know, look, I don't want to get too morbid and go down this path too much. But, you know, funerals, visitations, all that stuff. They don't have to be sad, morose. I mean, they should be celebrations,
celebrations
of life.
Life is what it's called.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. I tell the people that I love now. My son and my daughter-in-law is coming up from Philly today. They'll be here in about an hour and a half. I'll be spending the weekend with them. I haven't seen them since November, but you know they sacrificed a lot when I had my hard times and I was close to near death, and they were there for me all the time. And the people that have helped me, I love. They know how much I love them. I just don't bring it out in me, but they know. They know that who they are and what I love them for. But the people know that I love. I don't have to put that in a piece of paper for them to realize that. They already know that. They already know it.
Good stuff, my man. Appreciate the call.
Corey,
yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I want to answer the question here. I think the NBA should be gone. I think it's a joke anymore. I don't think some players don't even want to play. You're paying high prices for a ticket to go see a game, and half the times they scratch themselves out of the lineup.
Yeah.
You can be down by 20 points with 20 seconds left and still come back and tie it or lose it. So I think baseball is always going to be there because of the economy and the attendance. But I think NBA should be on its way out.
All right, good stuff, Nebraska man. Thanks for the call. That's the question. That's the sports question I want to throw out there. Anybody want to weigh in on that? And I'm going to give you some numbers and statistics here in a minute about just how many threes are shot per game. It'll blow your mind. I know you're out there. You kind of know that there are a lot of threes shot in the NBA. But Nebraska man just made a good point as well. Guys don't want to play. You know, everybody's doing all this load management. You know, it's absolutely absurd. I saw a stat the other day that Michael Jordan, over the course of like three or four seasons in a row, he didn't played every single game, including every regular season and playoff game for the Bulls. You'd never see that anymore. All right, Dan wants to weigh in on our funny obit. Dan, did you get to see the thing this morning, man?
Oh, absolutely. I was just taken back on that thing, and especially about the bird flying away or whatever. Corey, I got all the time I have, but I don't know how much I have left. Now, I'll be 81 this year. And I highlight, you know, my immediate family, and then I'm going to highlight mainly on my 39-year military career, and there may be some other things.
But here's the thing, Dan. I know a lot of people who know you, and I don't think that you. I don't think I'm being mean in saying this. I think this is just kind of. I think there are some people around you that probably think you're kind of a quirky guy. Am I wrong in saying that?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Right. So you know, you can definitely have in there. You know, Dan did some quirky things in his life that probably people you know turn their head at. But he did it all in loving fun or something. You know.
Well, that couple words. That'd be up to my wife. And everything, but there's another thing that my wife would mention would be WRT talk show and sports talk. See, you know, she despises any kind of talk. any kind of radio talk or anything. she listens to Doug Herendeen, whatever station he plays, the music.
So wait a minute. So your wife despises me and loves Doug Herendeen. That's what I took out of it.
No. Don't take that. That's the coarsest thing. But
Doug just looked across the hall from the other studio. But that's what I took, is that your wife loves Doug Herendeen.
Oh, the music he plays.
Well, she's got to love Doug Herendeen. Awesome. He's an awesome guy. We came in. We talk country music and all kind. Doug's a real smart fella. He's not a fart smeller. He's a smart fella.
And then he knows about classic cars and things too. He's right on top of things. I wish he was back during the week instead of some other people he has on or in the morning.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, listen, I've had some fun with this obit. I've heard from about 10 people today. All three of you who've called today, you read it first thing this morning. I know, especially as you get older, you read. I still don't do it. It's not something I do yet. Is get up and read the obits first thing. But a lot of people do. And I know the people who woke up and read this, I'm sure it brought a smile to everybody's face.
Oh, that you know... It, absolutely, it started right out, and I went, "What in the name of God?" then about the bird flying away, not having it or whatever. Thanks for your time.
All right, Dan, good stuff. All right, we'll move on to some sports. Yeah, I appreciate everybody playing along with that that funny topic. I got to read this one more time. He survived by a cat named Fatfoot or Luna, and a bird that is currently missing.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
All right, happy Friday to everybody. Be happy when we get rid of all this freaking horrific cold weather. It is 26 now. That's at least bearable. Feels like 13. 36 tomorrow. What? It's like summer. Hey, I'll tell you, I've had a hard time here. I was away on vacation, so some of you are probably like, ah, shut up. You at least got to enjoy being away, but coming back, it's been tough. All right, hopefully you got some good plans for the weekend. Maybe you can get out and do something if we can get rid of some of this ice and snow. I like to, at this time of year, because spring training starts tomorrow for the Pirates. It's their first exhibition game anyway. They've been in Bradenton working out. Pirates have their first exhibition game tomorrow against the Orioles. And so I was thinking, I like at this time of year, while we're looking at snow and ice and everything up here, I kind of like to have some baseball segments to just get your mind outside thinking about something different. But then I got to thinking about an NBA issue. I watched a clip earlier today with Colin Cowherd talking about how NBA ratings are down over the last decade. And that's a concern for that league, which obviously it has to be. And I've for a number of years, I thought, you know what? The NBA is so popular that, you know, in 40, 50 years, could it potentially even overtake the NFL or anything like that? But really, over the last 4 or 5 years, there's been this trend in the NBA that is turning a lot of people off. And that's with just an outrageous number of three-pointers being shot in every game. It makes the game incredibly difficult to watch. So my question for you, which game could be in more trouble? Which game is going to have to figure things out sooner? Major League Baseball or the NBA? Now look, folks, I've already told you, the last full Major League Baseball game I watched, the last full nine-inning Major League Baseball game I watched was in 2015, covering the Pirates in the playoffs that year. That's the last nine-inning full baseball game I watched. Now, look, I watched thousands of minor league games covering the curve for more than 20 years, and I didn't always have time to watch nine innings of Major League Baseball. It's just not – I didn't have that kind of time. Now, I wouldn't care to in the least. I don't really care about Major League Baseball at all. The way the game is played, to me, is so ridiculously foreign, you know, with all the crazy pitch counts, everybody throwing 100 miles an hour. Hitters don't care about batting average. They just care about launch angle and exit velocity and home runs. It's not the game I grew up playing. It's not the game I teach to kids. So to me, you know, I think Major League Baseball's got a lot of issues, and I've had no qualms about pointing this out over the past couple of years. I've had a number of lengthy interviews I've done with guys like Freddie Sanchez, Jack Wilson, you know, Neil Walker, Jordy Mercer, some others who talk about how the game is so different now than when they played. Jack Wilson said he doesn't watch the game. Spanky LaVoyer said he doesn't watch the game at the Major League level anymore. I've talked to a bunch of old-timers who have said that. So I think Major League Baseball's got a lot of issues. But the NBA, how many of you will watch an NBA game? See, I can still turn on and watch an NBA game because I still marvel at the incredible skill of the NBA players. To me, the skill level of an NBA player, even with what I'm about to gripe about with all the three-point shooting, it's just incredible. I mean, to be able to hit 40-plus percent from three, and what's the three-point line now, 24 feet back. But this is the problem. Okay. These are the NBA leaders right now in attempted 3-point shots per game. Are you ready for this? When I saw this today, it blew my mind. The Boston Celtics, the reigning NBA champions, they take the most threes of any team in the league. As your mind is trying to come up with a number of how many they take, I'm guessing that the vast majority of you are going to guess low. The Boston Celtics shoot 48.4 three-pointers per game. They average 48 three-point shot attempts per game. That's your NBA champion. Chicago Bulls are second at 43.1. The Warriors are third at 42.5. Cleveland Cavaliers at 41.2. Those are the only four above 40%. Then you got everybody else is above 31.4%. Denver is last at 31.4%. But everybody else, you know, the top 24 teams are all above 35%. So at least one out of every three shots you see in every NBA game. And if you're watching the Celtics, one out of every two of their shots is a three-pointer. And you know, this is killing the NBA. This is killing the NBA. If you want to weigh in on this, I'd love to have a discussion from a comparative standpoint of Major League Baseball and the NBA. Now, the people who pay for the NBA are the middle-aged and older people. And I bring that up for a reason. Younger people love the three-pointer. Younger people, kids under the age of 20, they're probably perfectly fine with NBA teams shooting 45 and 53s a game. But they're not the people that pay for the sport. The people that pay for the sport are the middle-aged and the older people who have all the money. And you're phasing them out. Major League Baseball has been able to hold on to its older population because younger people don't pay attention. Baseball is just the opposite of the NBA. Younger people don't pay attention to baseball. Younger people pay attention to basketball. But in baseball, you still have a huge, huge audience of older people who will watch the game because it's a slow, boring game. And people, when they get older and they're retiring, they like to have something to do, so you turn on the baseball game. Older people don't watch the NBA as much. You have the younger people and the middle-aged people watching the NBA. But this is a problem because the game that's being played is just a horrifically bad watch. I mean, you've got, I'll quote what Colin Cowherd said during the video clip that I saw. You got guys coming down that really have no business shooting a lot of threes, okay? It's one thing for Steph Curry to shoot a lot of threes. Colin Cowherd pointed out Victor Wembanyama. Wemby is 7'4", okay? 7'4". And I'm pulling up how many threes he shoots per game. He's out the rest of the season with a shoulder issue. But my Google thing here is slowing down. But Victor Wembanyama, at 7'4", he shoots 8.8 threes per game. What? What? He's 7'4". And he's living 25 feet from the basket, shooting 8.8 threes per game. It's 9 threes per game. He makes 3.1. He's good at it. That's not great, but he's good at it. But do we want all these 7-footers 25 feet from the basket. Joel Embiid is good at it. Nikola Jokic is good at it. But this is it. So the sport is not even remotely close to the same sport that it used to be. And this is the problem for the NBA. So when I ask you which league maybe has a bigger problem, the NBA, because it, for a lot of people, it's just an unwatchable game. Or Major League Baseball, and for a lot of people, that's an unwatchable game. I can still watch the NBA. I still like the fast pace. And yeah, if they start just shooting up, you know, 1-3 after another, you can always go turn it off, go do something else. And I marvel at their skill. Certainly I marvel at the skill of Major League Baseball players. But I can't bring myself to watch a Major League Baseball game. To me, that whole sport, both of them are so lost financially, paying these guys $50 and $60 million. NBA players want to sit out every fifth or sixth game for their load management bullcrap. Major League Baseball players, they sit out a lot of games as well. You know, we're never seeing anything, a fraction of Cal Ripken Jr. ever again. So if you want to jump in on that topic, I am curious what people around here think, which of those leagues faces more of a turbulent future potentially.
Here is your 2025 Daytona 500 winner, William Byron.
Last year was kind of the opposite. We were always up front, and this year just wasn't that way. And so I felt like for us, we just were trying to stay positive. And I felt like each restart there at the end, we were still optimistic about our chances to get forward. And yeah, obviously it worked out in a fortunate way for us, but it's not all luck to win twice in a row. So it's a lot of teamwork and a lot of talking with my spotter and us three working together and making the most of it. So definitely fortunate, but definitely a lot of teamwork.
And Hedrick Motorsports Vice Chairman Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, you guys have witnessed it and seen it, right? We talk all the time about how quickly, you know, he's risen through the ranks and won races and championships and continues to do it at the elite level in Cup. And I mean, this guy right here, I think, has a lot to do with it. Rudy's just, you know, such an amazing crew chief. And when you get that combination of a great talent like Williams and talent like Rudy's, and then you put the team together with it, the resources that we have, magical things happen. So, and you couldn't ask for it to happen to better people, too. You know, Williams is a great guy and cares a lot about the sport and the team. And so, you wish good things for them. I was telling them, must be living right.
You're on the final lap.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
KFM.
All right, welcome back. 946-0435. That's our number if you want to join me. Today's show brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Stop on by there for pipes, cigars, tobacco blends. Tell the folks that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, so they're closing up here shortly today, but they'll be open 9 to 4 on Saturday and always open online at boswellpipes.com. Chuck in Unionville, what's up, my man?
Corey, how you doing?
Doing very well, buddy. What's going on with you?
Hey, not much. I just wanted to talk about the passing of Mike Lang.
All righty, go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't know how much hockey people have watched up here, and certainly, you know, if you just with the team in the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years when he was on the radio and kind of phasing out. But the man was really amazing. And you really can't think of the Penguins without the experience of listening to games with him. And, you know, the best compliment I can give him is, and I really didn't realize this, but growing up in Pittsburgh when I was, you know, just a kid in grade school, I couldn't wait for hockey in the wintertime. And that's because Mike Lang had started calling Penguin games in about the middle 70s. And I used to fall asleep, you know, like the big thing back then was having a clock radio. And on your clock radio, you had a timer for your radio you could turn on, you know. You used to dial that dial for 45 minutes and just look forward to listening to him before I went to sleep calling Penguin games. He really was amazing. And to be honest with you, I find it hard to really listen to Penguin hockey now without him being a part of that. But that's the way, you know, that life ends up. But he was an absolute monster, and he was a giant for what he did.
You know, the part you talk about with going to sleep with the clock radio there, it's amazing how different life was growing up listening to these broadcasters. You got to know them rooting for your team. Because now, with all these national broadcasters, it's, you know, you hear Joe Buck, and Troy said this yesterday, Troy Aikman, all these guys, they're good, but it's not the same as falling in love with the broadcaster for your team.
Well, absolutely. And the broadcaster was the team.
Correct.
Because, you know, because you never met any of these guys.
Nope.
And you were lucky if you went to go see them. And even if you went to see them, you know, it's like listen to Bob Prince call Pirate games. So the broadcaster was actually the team, and they were your connection to the team, and they had to bring a certain level of personality to it and life to it, or else you'd segue off to something else. So these guys were crucial to what the teams were able to do in terms of maintaining a fan base prior to cable, really, more than anything. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you're right, it isn't the same. And I can't even think of, who's the guy who just left the Steelers? Bill Hillgrove. You know, mm-hmm. He was very much in that same thing. And now that Bill Hillgrove's gone, this isn't anything against whoever's calling Penguins and Pirates and everything else today in Steeler games. You know, you have the connection, and there was that life that they brought. And once they leave, it's just not the same.
It is interesting because think about this. I actually really like Greg Brown. I think Greg Brown does a really good job. He's not universally loved, and he doesn't fall into that category. I don't, and certainly not of a Bob Prince or a Harry Carey or Buck or any of these legendary guys. But Greg Brown does a good job. But think about Pittsburgh, you know, Lanny Fratteri certainly never did. Lanny was, for a guy that called games for 30 years, I don't know that anybody really even missed Lanny at all. But think
right,
with Bill Hillgrove now gone, you know, Greg Brown is really kind of the standard in Pittsburgh. Paul Steigerwald doesn't do it any longer. So think about the iconic Pittsburgh sportscasters of the last 50 years plus, and now they don't really have that anymore. Outside of Greg Brown, who I think is good, but he doesn't come up. You know, he's not in the same conversation of a Mike Lang or the Gunner or anybody like that.
No, and I wonder if I would say that most of these guys are kind of milquetoast. They're there. They do a great job. They call the game, but their personality or whatever they're bringing to it doesn't. It's almost like the personality of the guy calling the game was as big as the game they were calling. And it doesn't seem like that's the case. And whether that's intentional or unintentional, I don't really know. But I don't think you're right. Like Milo Hamilton or Lanny Fritteri, for all those years, they were there. But remember, you bring the name up, you know, in that regard. So, but I think it's back in the day when you only had three channels on your television and that was dominated by network, and then you had radio, and then when you had sports on there, that individual had to bring it to life. They just couldn't call the game. They couldn't provide information.
Correct, and that's
they
why
had to bring it to life.
I grew up with the Cubs and Harry Carey, and he was such a cartoon character and an iconic figure. Baseball, I feel like you need that more because the action is so boring and slow. It helps if you've got somebody who's just kind of zany and wacky, and you know, or you can go the complete opposite and be Vin Scully and just be such a total unbelievable professional that you win over listeners that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And it's, you know, yeah. And it's a different era. And I keep telling you this, Corey, I don't watch sports and I follow sports. I like the intellectual challenge of knowing who's doing what and how the pieces go together and what the implications are and mm-hmm. all of that. But I'm even starting to burn out on that lately. And as time goes by, there's less and less that's holding me to sports, really, to be honest with you. And I think that it's because it's just eroding across all fronts.
You and I are similar there. I don't watch anywhere near as much sports as I used to, not even remotely. I can still watch some, but I'm in the business where I have to know everything that's going on with all these. So I follow it all. I follow the news in all of these leagues, even leagues like soccer and hockey that I don't really care a whole lot about. I didn't stay up late for the game last night, but apparently the Four Nations final was just sensational between the U.S. and Canada. I will follow it more so than I will watch it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some things that I will watch. You know, if the Steelers are any good, I'll carve out time for them. I'll carve out time for, you know, the Penguins and the playoffs and things along those lines. And I literally, honestly, if the Pirates could put one, and hear me when I say this, when I say a competitive team, I'm not even talking about a team that may make it deep into the playoffs. If they could just manage their draft choices well, and I could watch the competitiveness of these kids coming up, trying to be something and catch lightning in a bottle, I'd carve out time to watch them. You know, I watched them back whenever they were making some noise back in, what was that, 13 and 14 or something like that? You know, but I would even make time for Pirates in that regard. But it's just not there anymore. And the broadcasts themselves or the broadcasters certainly don't pull you in like they used to.
Good stuff, my man. Appreciate the call. 946-0435. I want to touch on that here a little bit about the Pirates. To follow Paul Skeens, you're talking about just an unbelievable electric pitcher. Might be the best pitcher in baseball already. Just a rookie last year. The things he can do with the baseball. But my issue, while I want to enjoy the next few years of watching Paul Skeens with the Pirates, do you know what I think about the most? The countdown clock. The countdown clock of how long he's going to be with the Pirates. Because it's not going to be anywhere near as long as Pirates fans are hoping it is or would wish for it to be. Because once he gets to a certain point after a few years, probably another two to two and a half years. His agent's going to want the long-term contract. There's no way the Pirates are going to be able to pay $500-600 million for a long-term contract. Paul Skenes, folks, Nathan and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Like, who could get the first billion-dollar contract? Who could get the first billion-dollar contract in baseball? And you know what? He couldn't get it now because he's still so young and the Pirates own his rights. If Paul Skenes were a free agent today, I think he'd get $1 billion. If Paul Skenes, now again, this is the ultimate hypothetical that can never be proven wrong because we'll never see it. The Pirates own his rights. He's got to go through the same standard, you know, contractual things the first couple of years and then arbitration eligibility and blah, blah, blah. And then he won't be a free agent for, four plus more years. But if Paul Skenes were a free agent right now today, I think he would get a $1 billion contract. So what's going to end up happening is Paul Skenes is going to get hurt. I don't say that to be mean. I don't say that to be ultra cynical. I don't say that to be a jerk. I say that pointing out statistical probabilities. I haven't seen the numbers for last year yet. I keep looking for them. But for the 2023 Major League Baseball season, 35% of pitchers had already had Tommy John surgery. My guess is that number probably went up 1 or 2, 3% last year, and it's going to go up a little bit more this year. So for all intents and purposes, give or take, 38 to 40% of major league pitchers have Tommy John surgery. The most likely time frame for Paul Skenes to have Tommy John surgery is, I'd say, within the next 2 years, because he's throwing more than he's ever thrown before. And even though they're babying him at 95 and 100 pitches, he's still throwing 50-100-mile-an-hour pitches a game. And so within the next 2 years, Paul Skenes, I would guess, is probably going to have to miss a significant amount of time, be it Tommy John surgery or something else. So backtrack the time frame. If the Pirates have him for another 4 years, well, in a year and a half to 2 years, if he has to miss time because of an injury that keeps him out for 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, now you've shrunk your window even more. And there's no, if Paul Skenes is as good as we think he can be, there's no way the Pirates will ever be able to afford him. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Chuck brought up a good point of you want to root on these young guys and you want to see them develop and you want to see how good they can be based on the hype and everything. But ultimately, you know, it is such a small window of opportunity for the Pirates. They've got this gem. They've got one of the greatest pitching prospects who ever lived. And my guess, he won't be with the Pirates in 3.5 to 4 years. Because by that point, if he's that good and the $500, $600 million contract is looming, there's no way the Pirates would ever pay that. And there's no way the agents would ever let him do, you know, like what Ke'Bryan Hayes, like what Andrew McCutchen did, like what Mitch Keller did, give the Pirates a hometown discount after a couple years signing that $150 million contract. Paul Skenes not going to be looking for that. His agent's not going to be looking for that. They're going to be looking for $500 million, okay? So the quicker they can get to that and leave Pittsburgh. And that's what's constantly in the back of my mind when I think about the Pirates and I think about Paul Skenes. All righty. The Clarkster. Now, this says you want to talk about Elon Musk. Are you sure you're calling the right show?
Yes. Elon Musk would love to go in, love to see somebody go into the major league franchises and see how much waste there has been. Because you're talking about now.
So you want Doge.
For profession.
You want Doge to dive into the Major League Baseball pocketbooks.
What return they really got on some of these things. Pitching now, your guy in Pittsburgh will probably break down within the next 2 years. I mean, this happens now more often than
not. It does, absolutely, yeah.
The waste of how much. I'd love to see the makeup of the payroll for these teams that they're still paying on contracts that go back 5-10 years ago.
Shohei Ohtani's going to be getting paid 30 years from now. I will absolutely, unequivocally vote for Elon Musk and Doge to audit the Pirates' finances. I will sign up for that right now. If we could get to the bottom of all of the wasteful spending by or
on all sports, they throw out these contract numbers. Maybe the only one is because of the lack of guarantees is the NFL and stuff like that. But they're paying for these salaries. I mean, is Bonilla off the books of the Mets?
No, not till like 2035, I think, for Bonilla.
Yeah, I mean. The waste is outrageous. And now, over the last 20 years, the breakdown of pitching, you know, that they're so soft. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't shortened the games to 7 innings to maintain their investments in these guys. You know, the quality start will be reduced to, you know, 4, or the quality start will be reduced to 100 pitches.
Do you know how much Bobby Bobby Bonilla makes per day? I just did the math. Bobby Bonilla makes per day right now $3,000. He still gets paid $1.1 million or so every year. That comes out to more than $3,000 a day.
Sports is such a wonderland. I mean, it's so removed from reality.
No question.
And it's like the college athlete and the college student. There is no connection between the two.
I agree. Hey, I got to take one more call, Clark. So enjoy your weekend, man. We got Jerry. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, pal?
Good. You know, I think baseball is in bigger trouble because, first of all, it's not as exciting for the kids. And kids nowadays like the more excitement, which is the NBA. There's no heroes in baseball, hardly. I mean, they've done away with that with pitchers.
That's true.
And kids gravitate towards heroes. You know, when I was growing up, that's when baseball cards were big. Now the only people that get baseball cards are collectors, you know, and
what can basketball do? Does basketball need to push the three-point line so far back to like 30 feet to force people to shoot mid-range jumpers and get in the lane more?
No, I think basketball, the problem with basketball is the money has ruined it because the players, not just that, but the players in the NBA don't play with, most of them don't play with any passion.
Right.
You know,
yep.
I don't think moving the 3-point shot back, or I don't know what they can do. I mean, they remember they did away with the dunk when Will Chamberlain was around for a little bit.
Yep.
And because what he could do and the other players couldn't and stuff. I just think that, you know, you can't go to a game now. Let's talk baseball. Any professional sport, but let's talk baseball. You can't. It's hard to afford for family to go to a game. You've talked about that many times.
No question.
And you cannot get kids then involved. You know, kids don't get excited about their teams. It's a big difference between going to a game, seeing your team, and watching it on TV.
All right, I'm going to have to cut it off. I'm going to have to cut it off there because we're out of time. But that's a good point, man. Kids just aren't interested right now.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's February, and TML Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has a sweetheart of a deal for you. Get a lube, oil, and filter service that includes up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, belt and hose inspection, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales are also offering a free Car Care Club membership if you spend $500 or more on any service during the month of February. Each membership is valued at over $499 in services and repairs and includes 4 free oil changes. It all sounds pretty sweet, right? A multi-point inspection, including lube, oil, and filter service for just $59.99 and a free Car Care Club membership when you spend $500 or more on any service at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Hurry! Offer expires on February 28th.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
All right, everybody. That's about going to wrap things up for me this week. Some fun discussions. If you haven't read it yet, go check the Altoona Mirror today. It's online. You can read the guy's obituary. We had a good time with it a little bit earlier today. It starts out, "No, this is not the police blog, so mind your business." He goes on. There's a whole bunch of comedic stuff in there. His name was Philip Earl Galt II. Rest in peace, my man. Sounds like you were quite a fella. And the part about that you're survived by a bird that is currently missing, that is obituary gold right there, my man. I'm not sure I've ever read anything better than that in obituary. Have a good weekend, folks.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.